hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to stay the whole show.
You with us the whole show, Mariah?
How long is the show?
It's an hour.
Oh, definitely not.
And how long? Well, when you look like on us?
I was assuming that it was going to be some questions and maybe like talk about some of the things I have going on.
About that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dad caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. Brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water, we got that brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water, I got that brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water, we got that brown, holy water, we got that brown, holy water.
She hung up.
We back.
Though, you heard?
Welcome to Brown Holy Water, y'all. Sorry for a little technical difficulty issues and shit.
I'm trying to get right.
This is your boy Handsome Live. We back in the building with the rest of the team. Clear as day, y'all see to my right who's back.
Y'all already know what it is, you know what I mean? International Black, what they call me, y'all. Y'all fake ass promoters don't be taking trips and shit, you know what I mean? Miami and ATL don't count, you know what I mean? Holla at me though, y'all.
Lovely ladies, come on, introduce yourself. Do better than last week and the week before.
This is your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie. Whatever you want to call me. Everybody got a name for me. So
it's Bot Girl Tanya. It's Makisha. I'm here again for the people. What's up?
And on the phone we have Loving Hip Hop Zone, New York, Mariah Lynn. She couldn't make it in today. Something popped, something came up, man. She ain't want to, you know, flake, so she definitely showing the love on the phone. Yes. Mariah Lynn.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for still popping up. Well, not popping up, literally, but reaching out and all
I'm
that.
Sorry.
You know?
It's just, you know, I got these kids, and they're not even my kids, but they're my kids.
Oh, you over there on baby and kids duty?
Nah, I got my nephew and my baby sister, so.
I know how you feel, girl. I got two kids.
Yeah.
Well, we see that you dropped that EP or whatever about like a month or two ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I dropped my new EP, The Blonde Bomber. It's been out for less than a month now. You can get that on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify. Tidal, SoundCloud, if you can't afford it, you know, I'm from the hood, so I definitely want to make it accessible to people who are, you know, less fortunate or maybe don't got Apple Music or an iPhone. That's a fact. Or whatever. So
Apple Music one. They take $10 a month out of my account. No questions asked.
Yo, $4.99 if you got a student email.
Man, listen, man.
$4.99 if you got a student email.
I ain't been a student in so long, girl. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna have to get my brother's student email.
So tell us about this. Tell us about this. Once upon a time, I was a whole record that everyone is so familiar with.
That we can all relate to.
We can't all relate. I'm saved over here, but we want to talk to you about some of your experiences about creating that actual record to actually figure out that you wanted to even put that kind of statement out there. Because usually females try to hide that, you know, they had a whole phase or a whole section in their life. Some of them are still in it, you know, but females do lie about this stuff. Why were you so open and felt like you could make a record up out of it?
Well, I mean, you know, like I most certainly agree with you, and then I disagree with you because you were saying like, oh, you know, you're not a hoe or whatever. But, you know, Once Upon a Time came about, and let me just say, like, I was literally like, I was so afraid to put the record out that, like, I had people telling me, are you crazy? How can you say that? And then I had people who were like, girl, oh my God, I wish I could fix that. Like, I wish I could just, you know, live and be and, you know, just say that, you know, I'm a hoe. But it wasn't like that. Like, I was trying to downgrade women, or I was trying to, you know, downplay a woman any type of way because I'm a woman myself. But, you know, when I put the record out, it was more or less like, you know, everybody's had a hoe moment. You could be a hoe with one man your whole life. You know what I'm saying? You're just a hoe for that man. That's your relationship, maybe your husband, your boyfriend, your partner, whatever.
So
hustle over everything, hoe.
Right.
Hustle over everything.
Okay. Hustle over everything. That's,
ladies, don't be mad
fire.
When I start calling y'all hoes. Hustle over everything, y'all.
That's fire.
So, I'm using that.
So, what actually made you want to stop being a hoe? Like,
what do you mean?
Honestly, I never was a, like, because there's different levels to the hoism. You fact. Know what I'm saying? Like,
can the hoism be deleted?
Hoes, you can get your
no.
Hoes.
No.
Okay, Drea, we're going to need you to call next week, Drea.
You can delete your hoes.
No, you can't.
I believe you can delete your hoes.
I actually seen that interview and I died laughing. But, no, I mean, what she was trying to say, I think, is more or less like, you know, if you did some hoe shit in the past and, you know, you are trying to turn a new leaf and, you know, I guess, you know, you marry an athlete and you have a whole different lifestyle and aesthetic set for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Because it is, like I said, it's level to hoism. But for me personally, like, I was never a ho-ho, like, out there, you know, smashing all types of dudes. I was never a prostitute.
So what kind of hoe were you?
I'm the type of hoe that, like, I could be in a relationship and be faithful, but if I, like, if you cheat on me, I'm going to suck another man's dick. Probably your boyfriend.
Well,
that's the triflest of all trifle hoes.
Give nigga level 99.
Give nigga some pussy. Don't suck his dick.
Yeah, that's crazy. Facts. That's way too passionate. You know what I mean?
Facts.
And like, I'm gonna make sure like it's your right hand man because
I love her. Listen to me. We are gonna be fighting.
That's I'm right behind you.
That's
I'm right behind you.
I gotta get you out of here after that.
I'm right behind you.
Hit him
where it hurts.
Your motherfucking last song is gonna be "Once Upon a Time, Girl." This nigga done killed me now. Tupac, what's up?
But if you don't cheat on me, then you don't gotta worry about me being a hoe. You get what I'm saying? And it's the same sense of like, you know how like men will meet a girl on the first night, and if you sleep with them, some men will be like, "Oh, she a hoe." Some men might spend the rest of their life with you.
So I don't know. I don't know a man who would actually want to spend like wouldn't call a girl a hoe after fucking with her. Well, fucking her on the first night. I mean,
girl, I got plenty of friends that they got rings on their finger and they fucking suck the first night.
That's right, girls. Fuck. I be telling girls, like, fucking suck the first night, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you. Mariah Lynn for president. Get this hoe in office.
Mariah, I got a question. How does it feel being on a show with other female artists from New York City? Like, is it all love or is it like tension really behind scenes and all that?
I don't, like, honestly, for me, I feel like being on the show with these women is definitely a task, I would say. Because, you know, like, it's different egos and stuff going on, and, you know, some people might be a little bit more humbler than others, and, you know, when I go into a scene, like, I'm basically going off your energy. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, Mariah Lynn, she's so aggressive, and, you know, hopefully in years to come, if I do come back on the show, I can show y'all a little softer, more intimate side to me. But, no, it's because when I go into these scenes, if you give me cunts, I give you cunts. If you give me nice, depending on how I feel that day, I might give you nice. But I support all females in the industry, you know what I'm saying? If you rub me the wrong way or you say some sideways shit out your mouth, then I'm gonna have to set your head straight. But besides all that, I think that I support all females, like, in the industry, every single female, because I respect the hustle regardless.
Gotcha. So you got any collaborations coming with any of them?
Yeah, parties, I mean, you know, I can't really spill too much, but I will say that I do have, for the first time, a huge major A-list collaboration coming.
Congratulations.
That's dope.
Thank you. And I appreciate that.
I think a lot of people don't know about your past, that you used to actually be a dancer as well. I would say stripper, but I wanted to, like, dress it up a little bit. So you used to actually dance.
No, I never stripped.
No?
Babe, I never stripped.
What
I
you did?
I worked in the Squeeze Lounge in Weehawken as a go-go dancer, and then I bartended for, like, a year, and I was like, yeah, you know, bartending is kind of like shaking your ass, too, so.
Right.
No.
Did they make you put on, like, a thong and shit?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, some places they will require you to wear a thong, but I will always be the bitch to get in trouble. Like, they'll take your booty shorts off. Nope. Nope.
So you was like a strip tender. I think they call them strip tenders. Is that a saying?
Don't you tell Bernice that.
She's
an entrepreneur.
She's an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Oh, he got another one.
I thought there was a stripper. I done bought singles and all this shit out. Damn, we about to really have a good show. So listen, before we let you go, we definitely want to reschedule and get a rain check so that people can actually get to physically see you, and, you know, we can further the actual conversation. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, whatever questions y'all want, y'all can ask me now while I'm on the phone. You know, I'm here with it. Stepped away. So, I mean, any more questions? Ask me now or forever hold your peace until I come back.
That's what's up. Any other questions for ya?
Oh, man, just best luck with all that you're doing.
Definitely. And we see you shooting a video. You have a new record about to drop, right? What is it called?
Well, I got a new record out. It's actually off of my EP, The Blonde Bomber, which you could download, stream, buy anywhere now. Mm-hmm. I have a video, Too Much Money in the Bank. You can subscribe to my YouTube. Mariah Lynn. I'm on SoundCloud, Mariah Lynn. Also, if you want to stay in tune with anything that's going on with me, you can also subscribe to, like, Gwynn and Entertainment. I am signed to DJ Sulfur Management, so shout out to him and the whole Gwynn and team. Shout out to, you know, Mr. On Time Films. He just shot my video for one of the songs off my EP called Scammer. I'm dropping videos every single week until the album time comes.
That's what's up.
And, you know, I just want people to know that, like, I've put out so many singles, and, you know, people are always saying, like, you know, you put out these bops, you put out these singles, and, you know, now it's time for me to really show the labels, like, look, I'm just not a single person. Like, I can really do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So EP is out right now. Album is out right now. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Mariah Lynn Boss. Follow me on Twitter at Mariah Lynn Boss. And make sure y'all stay tuned to see if I'm going to be a Season 8 cast member.
One last question. Your own. I don't like bringing in issues and all that, but yeah, you still got own problems with Major Galore.
No, actually, you know what it is? It's like me and Major are like stepsisters. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're, because she's not going in anymore. So
she got kicked out.
But we're like, I'm sorry.
I said she got kicked out.
Well, I don't know about her situation. I just know that the only Gwynn Entertainment artists right now are Luga Cash, Mariah Lynn, Adria,
Southside.
And so shout out to them. They all got projects coming out too. So make sure y'all follow them on social media via, you know, YouTube and all that. And show love to my squad, because we out here working. But as far as Major goes, you know, I wish her the best of luck in any future endeavors that she indulges in. And yeah.
That's what's up.
Got you. That's what's up. Well, thank you very much. We'll try to reschedule for you to actually come up here for September, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Appreciate
it. Thank you. You're welcome.
Get back to them kids. No. They in the toilet bowl, son.
No. See, these kids, they know better.
That's exactly.
Have a good day. Y'all stay blessed.
Enjoy.
You too. Right. Have a good one.
All right, y'all, focus on me now. Focus on me.
I
want y'all to understand, because a lot of motherfuckers don't got passports. You understand? Motherfuckers don't be traveling. They don't be doing nothing. You understand? They talk about they getting money. They can't get no money.
I say the good you know time what I mean? Just for you, man.
That's what's up. Now, my wallet could barely close. Just let y'all know. There's a lot of money in my wallet. It could barely close.
A lot of singles. What you mean?
No, the singles is in my pocket. The money is in the wallet. Okay. You feel me? I'm making rain on you, baby. Stop playing,
man. While you was in Bali, man, there was a lot of shit going on in the R&B world, man.
Was it?
Yeah, man. A week ago, we talked about Usher. This time, we gonna talk about Bobby Valentino.
Oh!
We gonna talk about some transgenders up here.
No.
Yeah, man.
Did somebody just get in trouble for talking about transgender?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, you always gonna get in trouble for talking about that community, but this is what we do at Brown Holy Water. Fuck it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the question about transgenders, as everybody know, Bobby Valentino got caught up in the hotel running out with his dick out, trying to hide. He run out trying to be anonymous like his soul. From the transgender or whatever, and he put out a press thing saying he didn't know or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's completely bullshit probably. You know what I'm saying? He looked like he probably one of them type. But the question is, how soon should a trans man or woman identify themselves to a person that's interested in
immediately.
Them? I definitely say, like, if I see you in the club, like, yo, what's up, shorty? I'm not a shorty, my nigga, I'm a man. Tell your friend. I'm like, oh, my bad, bro. I'm saying I'm out of here. But some people, I think it's funny because sometimes, I don't want to say they try to lead them on sometimes, but I could possibly see, like, I've seen some crazy work these doctors are doing. These, like, mm-hmm. men are really looking like females, and you can't get caught up. Off rip.
This is why you got to get out the game.
I mean, you can try to get out the game.
No, yo, you gotta tap son, out these days.
You
listen,
you trying to get out the game, but then you trying to get out of the game with a nigga. It's fucking
no, but
you
look,
true.
You got once your they said, attached, then 6 months
once,
later,
my thing is, if you got a dick,
once
you got
they
a dick,
said you
like,
could get artificial abs, yes. and you could get a dick increase with a fucking remote control to make your dick hard, I said the game is ugly. You gotta tap out. You gotta tap out, and you gotta ask for baby pictures.
All right, well, you bet. How fast you think a trans man or woman should identify themselves as?
Well, you know, it should be some kind of sign or something. You gotta put that out there. You gotta put that out there, and it's a lot. It's too many dudes dancing in these clubs.
You can't dance
with dudes is dancing with men in a club,
but they don't even be. I seen a video like that too. Nigga was getting a dub. He thought it was a girl.
But you he wanted to fight.
But you gotta investigate.
You can't investigate in the club.
Listen, man. Bro, I went playing. To Atlanta. I swear to God, Jesus.
Just don't go to Atlanta. The worst place to go is Atlanta.
Yo, I went to Atlanta. I wasn't sure because the stripper was Spanish. And you know, Spanish dudes, they could go female very easy because mm-hmm. the motherfuckers got that motherfucking look. Mm-hmm. So the female back looked a little wide, though. I'm like, I'm not sure, dog. The last thing I'm going to do is be the nigga throwing the money on her and putting it on her. So I was just balling them shits up and just throwing it on the stage. I was like, yo, you know what? You got to catch me from long distance. I can't be in this picture. You understand? All my friends taking pictures, video.
You just
I'm like,
don't know.
I'm just like, yo, I'm back here with it. Because you don't know. You can't be that person. And I feel like people are just putting themselves out there to be that person. And some dudes like that and act surprised when you catch
they
them.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
like they be knowing.
Sometimes the trends are
be knowing, my God.
Sometimes they tell them and they still be with it. Like,
yeah, that's well, why you got.
But
if,
I'm saying,
if
like,
it could be a secret.
Y'all heard that man's feel? Voice. You heard that man's mm-hmm. voice. When he was like, excuse me, Bobby, you left yet? Whatever. Like,
girls,
you
can clearly. There's some girls that got deep ass voices.
No, true. No, I know a friend
like,
you can.
Look at Keisha from Total.
And that's true. But what I'm saying is, he didn't have a woman's voice. He had a male trying to be a woman's voice. Like, there was nothing in his voice that made me think, nah, that's a female.
How long do you think?
There's no how long is right away.
You can meet a dude, a nigga woo you, because they got chicks that look like
and that's
muscles
true.
And all that. They look just like dudes. You talking to him for 3-4 months, your feelings getting, they ain't like, I got a secret, I was born a woman. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
That is.
That's crazy.
So how long do you think
people
think
get killed over that, son? Right.
That's, like, they
and
do.
That's, and that's what it was about. That's what Lil Duval said. Like, if I ever, like, got into it with a, like, sexually with a trans, I'm saying, he found out then, like, you possibly get killed. You playing with somebody's sexuality. Like,
yeah,
you trying to confuse
yeah.
me in the head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all say we're going to kill you because you were trans, but you try to pull a wool over my eyes. Like, yeah, yeah, you know yeah. what I'm saying? That's kind
of
crazy.
You got it. You got to put it out there. You got to put it out there. That's like, yo, you got to put that out there, man. That's crazy. I can't even imagine that. Listen, fellas, be like me.
Feel?
Tap
you,
out. Get a ring.
You got
go
a lot of fans in the LBGB community, whatever it is. How do you feel? How soon should they identify themselves? Because some feel like it's their secret. They don't need to.
Mm-hmm. I think I have a lot of feelings about this topic. This comes from like actually, you know, actually having a sit down conversation and talking to somebody who is trans and they're really telling the story of how it was, like how difficult it was going through transition, dealing with family, dealing with stuff. You know, I worked at a bank and then one day a man walked into me. He's like, oh, I'm here to change my name. Like, okay. When he came up to me, his ID, everything was female. Like, I was like, there's a first in court. I was like, wait, you really gonna do this? It's really a trans. And he started opening up. Because the first time I asked, like, how you want me to speak to you? He's like, I'm a man. Referred to me as XYZ. That was the first, like, I had a moment in life. I was like, shit. How do I really go about this? Are you Janet or James today? He's like, I'm James. This is who I am. You know, you can talk to me as such. He's like, it's nice to actually be able to talk to somebody without them, like, looking at you and trying to figure out why and, like, ask you a whole bunch of weird fucked up questions. And he was telling me a story how difficult it is. I'm like, you know, not for nothing on some real shit. It's really brave what the fuck you're doing, especially in today's society. To take that step to make yourself happy, I'm all for it. However, that gonna fuck nobody else happy as well. Yeah. If you, it's not like, let's say you went to a gay club or something, you talking to somebody who may or may not go both ways or may know you a man. You're coming now into the straight world where people are heterosexual. Yeah. You know, not for nothing, as much as you're identifying with a certain sex now, what happens when you get into a relationship, you want to have stuff like, want people want family, what people want kids, people want to be able to do certain things. Like, you can't just shortchange somebody now because you feel comfortable being a man now or you feel comfortable being a woman now. You gotta think about the other person as well who didn't know, who didn't have a choice. In terms of identifying, it has to be as soon as possible, but I don't think it should be in that first conversation, because you let we in a club
and hey, I take your number. I'm taking
because
a girl number.
For me, it's good. For me, it's like you need a better environment to have that conversation.
No, I'm not gonna tell you in that environment.
Nah. No, you
I'm
don't.
Not gonna listen. Okay, I'm not gonna tell you I'm a nigga in the club.
Why
when
not?
You got alcohol and you can fucking straight write to me.
But this is what's fucked up.
Nah.
Let me tell you
I'm
what's fucked up about
environment
that.
Should be better.
The misrepresentation.
No,
this is what
going on a date.
This happened to a woman.
Date with a good woman.
Have a conversation on the phone.
Listen, this happened to women all the fucking time, because dudes pretend like they got money, then they get pregnant and find out nigga broke. He can't afford diapers and infant mill and all the shit that you need. You like, damn, why you was fronting like you had it? You ain't know he had his friend outfit on and the fake chain and all that shit. This is the same shit. Don't false advertise. Whoever you are, you gotta say that shit.
I actually think Facts. This is worse than that. Because
yeah, it's even
like
worse.
Like,
this is like somebody
saying, you're
acting
with
tough.
Somebody's sexuality.
This is like one of your, imagine one of your man's
big,
acting tough
topic.
All day. He acts super gangster, and then you finally got beef. I know exactly what I'm gonna call. I'm gonna go call this nigga. Yo, son, we got drama. These niggas over there. I don't wanna go over there. What the fuck? You talk Tupac shit every day. You understand? Nah, you gotta put it out there. What you is and who
and
you
who
is spot. Because. Son, you gotta let that person make that decision.
Yep.
Like,
but
Bobby Valentino made that decision.
Don't
no way you're behind those closed
he
doors.
Make
you
that
know?
Decision.
You're not. That's some bullshit, man.
Hell yeah.
I'm not with that. You don't play around with somebody's sexuality, yo. I can see even off the rip, yo. Damn, shorty. Nah, I'm not shorty.
There's some men that like that, but then again, it's people still transitioning into trans. It's like some people still don't know how to react
to it.
And
that's fine, but that doesn't mean that you should be deceitful. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't tell the truth.
They
need a
club.
If you're still transitioning, if you feel good about being a woman, why you can't?
A club is a bad place.
I think a club is a bad place to tell. Oh, by the way, my man. Because like I said,
they gonna hit you with a Henny bottle.
Like they can throw a Henny bottle in your head. Like that's what I'm saying. Like I rather just get out of the club, but you still tell them as soon as possible.
No, but you shouldn't be in the club.
Exactly, 9 times out of 10.
I can't party because I'm a nigga.
Nah, you gotta go to a whole different club. I ain't gonna lie to you. You gotta go to a whole different club, especially if you trying to put on like a freakum dress or something like that. You trying to bait a straight dude or chick.
Like gay people go to the gay club and straight people go to straight club for the most part.
But
they don't, and the trans and all that, they don't be in like the regular clothes.
We are not against transgenders. If you want to change your sex, do your thing. All I'm saying is that you can't be baiting motherfuckers and then be mad at the reaction. You understand? Especially in no damn club. Ain't nobody finna be embarrassed in front of 500 people. They dancing with you. His man, his man recorded it. They sang the song. Yo, he was in there. He was somewhere. You know a motherfucker having a good time. He out here with it and shit. They come down and realize you a dude. Yo, he gonna hit you with a Henny bottle.
He done had mad sexual thoughts in his head the whole dub.
That's retarded.
The whole dub he had sexual thoughts in his head, and now he finds out that you're not even the sex that he thought you were.
I'm not gonna tell you I'm a nigga bitch in lust. It's not happening.
You better tell me.
Outside is gonna be a sin.
It's gonna be a sin. What's gonna happen? All right, for the second part of the question though, it's clear as day has been going around. They changing a lot of the bathrooms from male, females to just like bathroom. Like it's unisex kind of thing. So should trans individuals be forced to use a particular bathroom? I'm gonna speak on it first. I say they probably need should get their own bathroom, maybe.
Why?
I don't feel like, because this type of the trans is not has nothing to do with changing your sex. It's like how you identify. So I could get up right now and walk to a female bathroom and nobody can say nothing to me because I say I identify as a female. You can't shame me or nothing. I'll be in there with the little girls. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's pedophiles and stuff, but that's how type of stuff. You crossing the line too much. Like I wouldn't want no grown man walking into no bathroom with my young daughter talking about I identify as a woman, that's I need to be in. Nah, because if that's the case, I could dress up, act like a woman and be in there trying to molest little girls. Or, you know, vice versa on the flip side. Like, I think whatever sexual body part you was born with or have, that's what bathroom you should use. Like, I wouldn't care if, like, a trans woman came to the... If this a man, you want to stand at the urinal and piss, you know what I'm saying? Or even if you go into the... Because we got little potty stations going there, You wearing a wig and all your shit, go sit down, pull your dick out, piss. But, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be allowed to walk into the female's bathroom. That's just how I feel.
That's a fact.
If you have that sexual orientation, that's what bathroom you use. That's just me personally. I don't think they should be mixing it up. But this is the way it's going now. If you identify as this, you can use that. And that's not cool. I don't know. That's me. But how about y'all? How y'all feel?
I don't know. That's weird.
I agree with you. I have two children. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, if I wouldn't want my sons in the bathroom, it confuses them, especially when they're young. Like,
they got
you know
so
what
much
I mean?
Questions.
Yeah, so many questions. Like,
I just changed the whole ride home.
Yeah, now I got to answer questions. Now you got to be like, now shut up. Like, don't ask me no questions. Or you got to, like,
but
you know
it was a tall girl with a penis. Yeah.
You know, I just feel, I don't. I think that they should have their own bathroom as well. I just think it confuses. I don't have anything against that community at all. You know, I have, you know, friends, you know, females and males. So I don't.
Until the sex change is made, I guess.
That's if the sex change is made,
If you have a penis, use the man's.
Yeah,
that's it.
I agree.
Even you come in there looking awkward. You stand up there. Like I said, you got your wig on. You're pissing in the man's bathroom. You're still
a man. I
got to
explain that why this. Man with a wig on, got his leg cocked, just taking, you know what I mean, pissing in the urinal like, ma, like, there was a female with a penis that was peeing in the urinal, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just something that you have to explain, and how do you explain that to your children? I don't know how to explain that to my kids.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not using the bathroom as a motherfucker in there is suspect, dog. Listen, I'ma wait, geez. It's all yours, famo. No offense, you know what I mean? But it's all yours, geez. I can't be caught up in that, you heard? That's a fizznap.
Bad girl.
I think, especially when you when y'all bring kids in the situation, that's really where I'm like, yeah, we really gotta draw a line. But if you make a whole bathroom for a trans, that's like, mommy, daddy, why I can't go into that one? And then that really has a fucked up conversation too. I think it should be, you can identify wherever you want to fucking identify, but if you start to look like a man, do not walk in the female bathroom. If you start to look like a woman, do not walk into the male bathroom. That's how I feel about it. It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be like you have your own shit in the middle, because I don't believe in that, because that's a form of discrimination. It's kind of like, well, I'm not good enough to pee near you, or not. I'm not trying to give you AIDS. I'm not trying to do whatever. But I don't want it to be that, but I want it to be at the point of, like Lyle said, the sex change, or where the identification really starts. It's not just me saying, looking like a woman, but saying, I think I'm a man. But that's different.
Hold on. How you said it's a form of discrimination if they get their own bathroom. I don't agree with that, because if a man okay, wants to walk into a female bathroom. There,
okay, La.
I look way better than La. Focus, baby.
Sorry,
what I'm saying is this. Sorry. If a man walk into a female bathroom right now, I don't know, he just walked into a female bathroom, they're going to be like this. God, what the fuck are you doing here?
Somebody probably.
They're going to be shot. They're going to be crazy.
But there's no more.
So,
this is
what I'm saying. Listen, this is what I'm saying.
It is discrimination to me.
There's going to be a problem, dog. There's no more female bathroom.
Well,
everything is unisex now.
Hear why
I'm
saying.
You ever pay attention, even that, you go to your job.
Bro, you walk into a female bathroom, you're going to jail. What the fuck are you doing?
No,
you're
not.
You're going to jail.
This is what I'm telling you. There's no more male, female bathroom. Go into any public place.
It's unisex. It's unisex.
But that's only if it's one stall. If you go into like a restroom, no. If you go into a restroom with multiple stores, I never seen nothing that just says restroom.
They changed all the signs at my job. They changed. Yo, I'm telling you, it's like, you can't be this man, woman, no more.
It is discrimination. To give them their own bathroom, the same way it was discrimination when there was white bathroom and black bathroom. I'm saying
it's not the same, but it's kind of like
if you give me something just for me, just because of this is who I am, it's a form of discrimination.
So did anybody say it was a form of discrimination when there was a male and a female
bathroom?
That's
what I'm saying.
That was a form of discrimination.
Y'all win, man.
Nah, that's fucking crazy, son.
I understand what you're saying.
It's a form of discrimination. It's a form of discrimination.
They need their own bathroom.
The fact you even saying they means you're putting them in a particular group where it's like, stay the fuck away from us. And that is a form of discrimination.
No, we gotta think. We gotta have kids. My son shouldn't have to come out of the bathroom with 100 questions.
And I believe, and I'm 100% in your camp on that. But that's what I'm saying. It should be where they are near the end of their sex change, where it's kind of like, either I don't know or I'll probably have an inkling of an idea. It's not the start where I got a little bit of female features, but I'm looking like a fucking nigga. Right. That's when I don't have a drag queen look. Like,
get
your testosterone, get your hormone shit together. Start looking like a nigga or start looking like a bitch before you start when you go in certain restrooms. But at the start, you gotta ease impressed with that shit.
Like, but that's just how it is now, that you don't have to look. Remember I told you, it's just to identify. Once you say you identify something, they can't tell you not. Like I said, I can say me right now, identify, I want to use women's locker room. They
gotta
let me use
the
locker room.
I don't think people are that extreme now with it. Especially that they're getting shot and getting killed and getting bullied at this point in time. They're not going to go that extreme with it. And I spoke to a trans before. They're like, yo, we're just trying to live in society. We're not trying to make anybody uncomfortable because of whatever. We're just trying to live. But they're going to.
But motherfuckers is uncomfortable.
They're going to.
But if you're going to live and you're going to do that, you have to be honest. That's just the bottom line, and I think that you should be honest from the gate. Like, look, this is what it is, and give somebody the opportunity to choose, because you're playing with people's sexuality, and we all know that sexuality is very important and it's very serious in this day and age. And if you know that, why gamble with your life?
And people's psych too. You're playing with people's psych, because the person is attracted to what they see, thinking it's one thing, and then you surprise them with the "there's a dick here." that's the problem.
All right, we're gonna wrap that one up, y'all.
Amen.
That was a beautiful, intense conversation. Yo, we gotta touch on every topic, man. Shout out to Bobby V. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you take care of
Usher got a suit where he had sex with a man. Like, how y'all think that popped off?
That was last week.
That's all bullshit.
Everybody gonna come around, man.
Those are bullshit, man.
What you
say? Everybody gonna come around. It's like the Bill Cosby shit.
Usher not burning, son.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna snowball.
Usher not burning. That's a bluff.
No, Usher's burning.
Usher burning.
He paid that $1 million. That means he's burning.
He ain't paying.
My nigga, you not paying no money if you ain't got nothing. If I bitch say, Black gave me fucking herpes. You know, like, listen,
but
I've been clean forever.
But
so you, why would you pay $1 million?
Just that's not true, because if you're what do you call this?
What?
If you're
famous?
No. I can't even think of the word right now. If you're on a line and you know that you didn't do anything, but at the same time, you know that this can literally mess you up.
Negative.
You might want to pay that.
No,
you
negative.
Might want to pay that.
Danny,
yes.
Danny, you sound crazy.
My dude, what's $1 million to Usher,
wait,
bro?
Wait, right.
He's part owner of Cleveland. $1 million.
You could fuck my whole career
how
up
can
with
you
just
fuck
bad
your, listen,
press.
How can he fuck your
it's
career
bad.
Up if I could take this test and prove I don't have no herpes? How the fuck did I give you herpes if I don't have it? You can't get rid
if
of it.
Say, all
so
right,
why would I pay you?
And this might not be this might be wrong. This might be a wrong analogy.
Why would I pay you money if I don't have it? Think about it.
But what about people? What about...
I ain't talking about people. You talking about Usher. Okay. I don't understand what you're saying, what you're trying to say. But you sound crazy right now.
I don't
If you
crazy.
Could take a test and prove it, I don't have it, never been in my body. How can you give me bad press?
I just want to know, like,
what about
when he made Let It Burn, did he have
that's
it already?
You can't prove that. You could go on a
you
list.
You can't prove an allegation.
How? DNA. What are you talking... You can't prove it. First of all, you can't prove...
Hold on. We way off topic, but no girl ever got raped with a condom? You can't get DNA, so how you gonna get DNA?
But my thing is this, it could be an allegation and you might not have done anything, you might not have touched. As soon as she cry rape, you go on the list, you can go to jail. Like, it fucks up your whole credibility.
I understand what you're saying, that's a bad analogy though.
No, but
because,
I'm just saying.
There's
because a list?
HIV, herpes, stay in your system.
It's a rapist. If you go in the neighborhood, you gotta, especially if you're a pedophile.
That's a bad analogy.
You have to go.
You go on the list.
Even if you didn't do it, you get put on that list for a long time.
What?
Yes.
Allegations put you on the list.
And this is what I'm
lifetime
saying.
Lifetime STDs you can prove.
What?
Easy.
Okay. I didn't know that.
That's like you paying a person child support, a girl child support, saying you the father. And I can simply take a DNA test and say that's not my kid.
Yeah.
Why would I give you $2 million and you saying I'm the father? I'm like, no, I'm just
I get what he's saying.
Shit.
You can prove it.
Is
it you got or you don't?
100%. Exactly.
Is it you got or you don't?
I'm a fool to give free money away. I don't care.
I want
to
know, did he make Let It Burn before or after? I really
want to
know.
That's what it's made for, you want to.
That's
made.
My only question.
We don't get back to another topic because we talked about Usher already, but I just had to shut Denny now. She sound crazy right
there. Nah, Denny made a valid point.
Thank
I like,
you.
I
people
like
will
the,
pay. Like, they will literally
just to get the problem out of here.
Yeah, just to get the
here.
Problem out of here. Like, here, look, just take that because I don't want to deal
you
with it.
You pay for allegation. You won't pay for nothing. You could prove.
I can guarantee you out of that million, she's going to Bali.
He probably didn't even
want
to go out his way to show papers. I'm just saying. It could be true. It might be true, but
it
what I'm saying
true.
Is
chicks is still
do,
gonna fuck hey, Usher, bro.
Rule
yeah,
still.
That's still gonna fuck
niggas
Usher.
Too.
Listen,
he can still sing.
Let's get to the next part, man. Next topic. We're gonna talk about exes.
Oh God.
Yeah, breaking up
God,
is hard to do.
Damn.
Let's do it, man. We're gonna talk about that. Have you ever drunk text or called your ex? Like, let me say, like, called them begging for another chance or it's getting like going super emotional. Like,
God
oh,
damn.
This and that. Like,
damn.
It all out.
You did.
No. I did. Someone
did
to
you
me.
Did.
I just told Tyler the story the other day. So I'm like, God damn. Like,
I have no recollection of that conversation.
All right, so,
yo, this fucking.
This story fresh. So.
This fucking Bronx chick. And this is the chick that was hating
here
too.
Here you go with the Bronx. Here you go, guys.
This chick from the Bronx.
That's what
like,
you get for messing with girls from the Bronx.
Yo, this is the crazy part. I didn't really. You know, but that's neither here or there.
Come on,
it's always that to the question. Really.
But so, this chick one day, you know, after I didn't situate her situation the way she wanted me to situate it, you know, I guess she got drunk and she called me and she started crying and talking about how we should be together and we'll make a power couple and all the stupid shit. And I was just like, what? Like, what are you talking? Like, why are you on this phone talking like this? Like, I'm not going to be with you, shorty. You're from the Bronx. I'm not taking that drive. And you're not that lit. Like, get the fuck out of here. You understand? But it feel good to have people cry over you and want to be with you that bad. But then they start hating on all your posts, not liking your vacation pictures because they don't got no, because their passport is limited. They don't got no stamps like that. That's my little story. I am Black Success. I'm back. How y'all
Danny,
doing?
How you feel? Did you ever do that? Drunk text?
I never drunk text. But yeah, I've texted and poured out my feelings. And then, you know, I got back to my, you know, my thug shit. Pulled my panties up and I got back to it. But yeah.
How did that go? He was like, fuck out of here.
No. He didn't answer.
A word?
Wow.
He done with
he
just
sent
like,
you the voice
that
mail?
I was like, man. Okay.
Danny ain't
that
shit.
Nigga is the coolest nigga out. Sir.
He don't feel that way right now, though.
Whatever. But you sent them that whole 12-page
No,
he,
I don't
he
I don't
even
send
give you a
case.
I'm sending
pages.
You a 12-page
letter.
And I'm going to close it with that case.
That nigga didn't even answer. He didn't even give you a K. He just said
nope, he didn't give me nothing. I was just like, okay.
Bagger, how many times you got drunk? You get drunk all the time, so I already know you didn't.
I was sober when I did it.
For real?
That's what I said. I needed closure. I had a moment because, like, it was this my ex that y'all called my roommate or whatever. The one I was running the shelter for.
Oh.
And
the one you're taking care of.
Asshole. But I think, like, the relationship ended and I had so many questions. And I went on for an entire year. I was seeing different people I was dating, but I just couldn't connect with anybody. So I was like, you know what? I need to know what the fuck is wrong with me. So let me just ask this motherfucker. I needed to know some real shit. Like, I wanted to fix my insides before I fuck somebody else son up. So so I hit him up. I was like, yo, I really need to talk to you. Blah, 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 blah. Nice civil. He's like, okay, well, we can meet. Even that was his reaction. He said, we can meet. I was like, I see you want to talk. And then when I got there, you know, I sat down and we talked, you know, and that's when I let it all out and I started to cry. And I was like, I had this shit on my chest for the past year and whatever, whatever. He started crying too. He was like, I feel the same way.
That's because he was living with you and wasn't paying no rent.
Yo,
no nothing. I gotta pay rent now.
He started crying too.
Yeah. I gotta pay rent now.
You know, he had a whole girlfriend during the time we were together, and then him and his girlfriend broke up. And like, part of the reason
men don't cry, son.
Yes, they cried. Y'all motherfuckers cry like this.
I don't
but
cry, son.
Allegedly,
you said him like you the first.
Allegedly, the
cry.
Reason him and his girl broke I up cry. Is because the girl felt he wasn't over me. The girl felt he was in love with me still. The girl felt like I've been through allegedly, because you can't trust these motherfuckers. And after that, we needed not to try at it, but after we tried the second time and make it past a month and a half, I was like, yeah, it was really over, and I got my closure, and I got Cookie. But he
shout
cried.
Out to Cookie.
I cried. Shout out my boy Cookie.
Planet Fitness.
nigga say he go to Planet Fitness. Chill, he gotta have all them Rasta pastas right downstairs.
Max.
Wait,
yo,
4 o'clock.
Have you ever social media stalked your ex?
Of course. You didn't
what
answer
mean?
The question.
Don't worry about it. You have
been social media. You see how he tried to like really spin
that was
him.
Good.
You didn't answer the question,
that was
bro.
Good. Danny was on that tile just now.
On it.
I know. Have you ever social media?
No,
stalk?
He didn't answer.
Doesn't matter. Go.
It does matter. You
going.
Asking us, everybody's asking questions.
I've never been
questions.
In that situation. I don't know.
You
I'm sorry.
Are you lying?
Well,
you only had 2 girlfriends your whole life? Was
yeah.
That exactly.
And then when I get drunk, my friends take my phone. They look out for me. They don't like, shout out to all my friends. They don't let me drunk text. You know what I'm saying? They put it in my pocket. They put it, you know what I'm saying? Turn my shit off.
Yo, make sure y'all get y'all fucking brunch tickets, man. I'm tired of y'all bum ass mom. Get your brunch tickets.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh.
August 27th.
No, let it sell out. Let it sell out. Let them close to the door like always.
That's how I gotta talk to them.
Did you ever social media stalk them?
Stalk like, yeah. Everybody stalks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody don't stalk.
Everybody.
Y'all never pass by nobody's, like, I mean.
Let me see what's up with this.
Exactly.
That's oh, y'all on vacation?
All
I bet,
do.
Nigga.
All and males do, too. I've seen it.
Her ass getting
fat,
question. Her waist getting little.
Better question. Ooh. Could you admit if your ex leveled up after you?
Yes.
I
you
could
admit
it.
Yeah.
Did
your ex level up after
no.
you? No. How you know?
He's a liar.
No.
Your ex-girlfriend's not lit right now?
Oh, you trying to be funny?
I'm sorry.
You trying to be funny?
Could you say no? I'm asking.
First
you
of
got
all,
ex,
ex-girlfriends.
Right?
I don't have any ex-girlfriends.
I didn't say your ex-girlfriend.
She guilty, bro. Nobody guilty.
I said your ex-girlfriend now. Like, was it a level up or did he step down?
It definitely wasn't.
Why? Why would you say that? So you... I said you're live right now saying his girlfriend's not fucking with you. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Black or any type of
right.
What? did I ever what?
Your ex level.
Yo, this shit crazy. No girl. Listen to me. No girl. Listen, like that, dog. Though. Listen, I got mad dope outfits. But yo, listen. No chick I ever messed with ever got with a better guy after me.
A better guy after me,
dog. Like my dude, I'm just better than everyone, boy. Like I'm
yo,
just.
Yo, change the fucking topic now.
Yeah, this is serious. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest to ever live. So I'm the greatest, son.
Okay,
I cook,
R. Kelly.
I clean. You feel me? We eating booty. We doing it all. You feel me, son? And I pay the bills. You feel me?
He pay all the bills.
No, he pay all the bills.
I'm not paying all
he
the bills.
He pay 55% of the bills.
Fuck that. I know I'm a good girlfriend. So at the end of the day, like.
Being a good girlfriend don't mean that.
No. If they got better, then you wasn't shit.
No.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Yes. Nobody ever dealt with ever got better. Nobody. No, not one.
Bitches choice box bore. If you can't get better after you, what's wrong with them?
No, it's hard. It's hard to go public after you have me. How you gonna go public with a regular nigga? It's fucked up. It's you fucked up. You done reached the stars, baby.
Success is back.
You reached. My passport is stamped up. I'm on my second passport. It's stamped the fuck up. You know what I mean?
So just because your passport is stamped up, that means that nobody's better than you.
She probably messed with somebody that drove to Atlanta. You know what I mean? He had a day to waste. You know what I mean? I'm on a plane, bitch. We got Wi-Fi. Shout out to Delta. Lies on you.
Tanya, could you admit it?
I could admit if...
Is your ex... He has a girlfriend now?
I don't know now because I'm off the shit. I'm on my cookie. Mm-hmm. But before, the girl he picked up before, all of my friends were like, nigga. And I told him, I was like, this
she was nigga, like, she's trash or she's like kind of
like, I'm like, after me, bro. Like, but I think it's I prefer after me. Mm. And you go be with somebody and you level up. I was like, yeah. I could respect that. My brother said, my brother's like, yo, after you break up with somebody, like, go one step up from them. You know, you have gotta
to.
Do it.
You have
when
to.
When niggas go one step down, you start questioning.
Because I'm like, yeah. You have to. It's just like, what you did?
That's why people don't be posting shit. That's why when you see chicks go on them random vacations and she only posts her, no, it's somebody taking a picture, homie.
Exactly.
It's somebody taking a picture. And she don't want to post him.
In my opinion,
it's the help.
For the most part, I didn't know the girl personally, so I'm not going to sit here and say she did. But just from the outside perspective, all of my friends and random things, it's like, that nigga plays you like this, not till you gotta move the fuck on. Like, don't even go back to that nigga. Like, the girl he chose, enough of my friends be like, yo, move on. This nigga show you something right here with this particular move.
Exactly.
This move. He showed you who he was by the girl he chose after you. I'm like, maybe she making him happy.
That's deep.
But my thing is,
they show you who they are by who they choose after
exactly.
you. That's deep. And this is why none of the chicks ever bounce back. Yo, I'm telling you, son, this Haitian shit that I got, the moves that I do, God. This shit is crazy, son. After me, there is no more. You just be single.
You're just
single. After me, you're single and move to the Bronx, and it's over for you. You wear Remy Ma shoes and listen to Cardi B. These are blood shoes. No, those are Aldo, bitch. Those are Aldo. The fuck out of here, Fashion Nova ass motherfucker.
First of all, don't play Fashion Nova.
I like Fashion Nova.
But yeah, he showed who he was after that, and like. And I know she wasn't the level up because they're still not together. They didn't make it past a year. Mm-hmm. They didn't make it past a fucking year. If you upgrading my nigga, you supposed to go to better and better makes you hold on stronger. You would last longer. You couldn't make it past a fucking year.
But you gotta understand too that some guys, you can be too much for them. You know what I mean?
Like, what you mean?
Women, like, you can be too much. You can be too much for a guy.
He's not ready at that point in time.
Exactly.
He has unlocked his potential.
I have exes who they. You look at who they're dating or who they deal with, and it's just like, you serious? Like, you're not gonna level up at all, but that's because they may feel a way about themselves. So they wanna date somebody that's under them or that looks a certain type of way or that acts a certain type of way because it makes them feel better
facts.
As a man.
Facts.
Like, I've seen that.
And also, I think when the ex is not really over you, it's hard for them to move on because now they're thinking about what you're going to think about the next person. You're not over the person yet, then.
He ain't posted.
You're not over the... Yo, there's a lot of people not being posted,
you,
son.
There's a lot
and I see a lot of hookah
posted.
Blowing out. Somebody pay the bills, son. Post your person, son. Y'all doing a lot of fucking not to be posting nobody. Nah, some something fishy
you got,
going on.
You got chicks that go out their way to prove to the ex that they got the man, and the man not even posting them.
I kind of feel like black.
If your man
like
don't post you, you ain't shit.
It's kind of hard to like surpass this right this train, right here, man. I'm sorry, man. You just start liking guys, so first of all, nobody could pass none of the WNBA players you fucked with. Nobody be sitting there cooping
them. Let me on your body, son. Let me on your body, son.
It don't matter though. Whether girls like me or whether guys like me, it doesn't matter. You like me.
It's all right. Go play for that team, whatever.
I ain't say I was playing for the team, but I'm just saying.
Whatever. Like I said, I feel like black. Like I said, I put myself on a pedestal. I try to be the best person I can be. So
you gotta be great.
I feel like it's kind of tough.
I'm sorry. Let me just say one more thing. I want to talk to the dudes.
Your girl, everything, your kids.
Fellas, you want to focus on black.
Fellas, focus on me real quick. This is the truth, right? Like, when you get someone that you like, you got to be the best you. This is when your outfit's got to be the best. Your body got to be the best. The way you talk, your wordplay, your texts got to be the best. Your dinner, the best. You got to be the best you. You see, the problem with a lot of people, this is true. Psychologically, we try to be better after it's over. No, that's how you lost the person. Yep. You wasn't your best. I'm the best me. It don't get no better. This is the top of the pyramid.
He low-key speaking facts,
though. Listen to me.
Facts.
I got mad outfits, my nigga. I swear to God. Yo, I swear to God, geez. I could shut shit the fuck down. I'm the best of me right now. Sushi be tight. She be like, why you getting fly? Because I got too much outfits. We can't waste these shit. We got to put it out. I got mad Supreme in my closet on ice. Like, I'm just waiting to kill y'all niggas. Invite me someplace, please. Please. Back to you, La. I'm back now. I'm back. What's up?
What's the craziest thing you've done to an ex?
So,
like,
I want to say that live.
I don't know, like,
right? Y'all don't want to say that live. Y'all are gonna judge
them. I want to hear some crazy shit.
We
like,
judging you anyway?
I'm right
crazy
you.
Slash yo, like man, petty.
Can we?
What's the craziest slash petty?
Nah. Can we edit this part? Cookie, don't hear it.
Bring it to us. What's the craziest slash pettiest thing? Like you know, he out at a restaurant. You go pull up.
Oh no!
Knowing damn well.
All right, so quite a few years ago, and when I was younger, I'm gonna use that excuse. When I was younger, the person that I was engaged to at that point in time, in that phase of my life, we broke up. I will admit there was a lot of domestic violence in that relationship.
He's an immigrant.
This is in Guyana. So
we
were both unimmigrants at that time, point in time. We were home, you know, and it was a very abusive relationship. It was emotionally abusive. Like, I was thrown down the stairs and I was pregnant. I've been through some shit with that nigga. And after everything happened, I broke up with him and I was trying to move on. He wouldn't let me. He's really one of those motherfuckers, like them real, I own you for life type of person. And it was one point in time, like, he got in some beef with some guys in the street. They dislocated his entire jaw. Like, real beef. I'm talking about real beef. He got some beef. Dislocated his jaw, sewed it back together. And then even after that, he would see me out, and he was still trying to rough me up one time. Like, he would still try to fuck with me. He would still try to hit me, even though we weren't together. He was that type of person. So I was like, I got some for that ass. And I started to mess around with the person that dislocated his jaw.
Oh, he was a grimy motherfucker.
Nah, that's crazy. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm saying,
she like, yeah, I did.
Wow, that's
crazy. But you know what's crazy? It got him off my ass.
I look at you all differently now.
This is so you could judge the fuck out of me.
I'm judging you.
But, like, the person that tried to kill you, yeah.
That's
because I knew he loved the shit out of me. It's like, it got him off my ass, I swear to you. I was dead to him at that point in time. But I wanted it because he wasn't letting me be at peace. You already fucked my life up so much. You damaged me literally inside. You mess my friendship up. You do all that. I'm trying to move on. You still not letting me move on. I'm coming for your neck, nigga.
You like, just as bad as Mariah Lynn.
I told you. Sucking I relate the best to the friend soul, my nigga. Like, but
these are blood shoes. That's called
you. But listen, like, if I'm telling you something, like, if I love a man and a man loves me, I know exactly what to do to fuck him up and fuck with him
I go for jugulars. I don't text. I don't.
That's why you wearing a little Kunta Kinte neck collar today.
Kunta Kinte on the motherfucking neck, son. On the motherfucking neck, son. I got oppressed history. Like, I got some shit to let out. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna make a habit of trying to hurt people. I don't like hurting people. But I know if to hurt somebody, exactly how to fucking hurt you. I'm coming for your jugular, nigga. Mm. You gonna remember me till the day you die.
You probably die first fucking with me like that. She did what? Them niggas broke my motherfucking shit.
That's a crazy story, son.
Everybody's like, Danny, and laugh.
Danny.
You want to tell us anything that you did?
What you did?
You cut his hair off because he had dreads.
Stole nigga basketball shorts. Yeah, you
dug in his wallet.
Took his Jordans.
What'd you do, baby? Tell us.
I spit on somebody.
You did what?
That's the craziest thing?
Yeah, I like it.
I ain't do nothing. Did he
slap you?
Some niggas like getting spit on.
He pushed you. That's it?
I like getting spit on. But it was a situation. But at that point, I just felt so disrespected that I just lost respect. And
I would have slapped the shit.
And I feel like
that's you spit in his face or like on him, just like his body.
I tried spitting in his face.
You didn't catch his face?
I didn't give a fuck.
I don't know. I might have. I'm not sure.
You gotta aim straight.
But yeah, I'm not.
She's a professional spinner over there.
I mean, that's
the most disrespectful shit. If a girl fits in a gap. That is disrespectful.
No phlegm can get through the gap. Yo,
so if
that is like straight water.
Sent through the gap.
No phlegm can get through the gap.
So I kind of like I was being real disrespectful. I knew exactly what I was doing. Like, I was being real disrespectful. I'm not really into pettiness, like where I'm gonna get you back. I'm gonna do this. I don't have time for that. You know what I mean? But if I feel disrespected, I get 100% disrespectful with no care about your mother, your grandmother, your 2-year-old. Like, I don't care.
Mama can get these hands.
Yeah, these hands are real. But it was that type of situation where it was like, okay, I feel like you're being disrespectful, and at this point, I really don't care.
That might be the only time you probably could slap the dog shit out of a female. She spit in your face. That's kind of next to getting slapped.
My dude,
I think I'd probably let a girl slap me before she probably hawk spit in my face.
If a chick spit in
she
my face,
she went Rose and Titanic on a nigga.
I'm slapping the shit out of her.
That was a powerful spit. I don't remember that spit.
I'm gonna wipe the shit off Listen my face me. And slap the Femme. Shit out of her.
Femme. I gotta First of all, favor. If a chick violate, I got 7 sisters, all active. So
it's like, and not gonna make it to
how you want, how you want to play this, yeah, man? Stop playing sisters, with me, man. What one of my like? Sisters, you know, I never really done nothing, to be honest with you. I'm like
anybody I'm a saint. Did something to you?
You crying a little bit?
You look like you just cry.
You know, of course you get your regular stalkers, the fake, you know, the text free numbers and stuff like that, but. It's like with me, when you believe that you're greatness, I believe like after me, you can't get better. Jesus not gonna bless you like that. So it's like I don't do nothing. If it doesn't work out for us, I'll let you be. Because this is great. Nobody else is gonna like son, like so honestly, now that I got sushi, shit is just like business is different. I'm not coming outside unless a check is involved. I'm charging for fucking pictures now.
Oh, wow. I know that. Yo, you need a picture. Like, this
yesterday.
I'm coming out. If you need a picture, y'all better catch me in my good
yesterday,
outfit.
Yesterday, I charged somebody $20. No, but this is it's the
You charge somebody $20 for $20, a picture with
$20
you?
$20 right now. This is what it is. So it's like, this shit is crazy. I'm the best of me. I'm engaged, my nigga. I'm not coming outside unless it's a checking ball.
Yo,
I'm
this nigga's self-confidence gold, yo.
I miss Black.
No, this is sick.
Now you missed him. You know what I mean? Last week, nobody missed him. I went on the air saying, I miss Black. Y'all was like, nah, fuck it. He don't need to be here.
You're sweating. You're sweating. When he here, you realize how funny he is. I'll talk to him while he's out there. When he in the face.
Now, this shit is crazy.
He's a funny nigga. Don't switch that.
Listen, son. When Sushi asked me to cook, I be cooking this shit. She be so impressed. I'll be looking at
you put
like,
ramen noodles with the hot sauce.
Me, I'm the best. Like, you know what I mean? It's gonna get no better. Buddha is not gonna bless you any better because you know that's what the answer is. Like, Buddha not gonna bless you any more than this. You feel me? This is it. Top of the pyramid.
I never did nothing crazy. Never. I just feel like
he just don't do
I'm
nothing.
Super because I don't anything. Know. Yeah, I'm kind
of lying.
I'm lying. lying. I stop know lying, he's lying. Black lies, I know he's stop lying. Lying. I know there's no way.
No, I'm dead ass. Like, I'm just, lies, I'm super detached. Dude, even if I be
even if you're
hurt,
detached, it don't matter. You have an ego. I don't, like, do don't want to hear that.
You got the biggest ego at this whole fucking table. You got the biggest ego at this entire table.
Exactly.
Stop telling everybody how big my ego is. First of all, Cookie Girl get mad.
I got a big ego.
Cookie Cole here. I ain't trying to fight with no little misses.
That's that's how I'm fucking with you.
That's
how I'm fucking with
you. That text like, I'm downstairs. Let me up. I'm downstairs.
Cookie
Cole
here. Disrespect the family. You broke the verse, fool. I got bought. That nigga coming in broke up on you. Hey, lie. Hey, when I talk, no more talk. Me wanna talk. Cookie, what the fuck is going on?
Nigga think he in the 80s, like a dance battle instead of
fighting. Hold on, nigga, serious.
Shout out to Black Success, he's back in the building. It is an ego thing. I think I don't do nothing crazy just for that type of response. Like, this nigga just don't give a fuck. Even though I probably do, I still wouldn't do nothing. I just try to live my life and go. Not prove a point. I know life goes on. If it ain't life or death, everybody's gonna be all right.
But even if life goes on, you still sometimes you get in your feelings or you get in your bag where it's like, you gonna try to play me? Like, don't try to play me.
But
you got some shit that you need to get off your chest. Yeah. I've been there. It's like when you feel played and you feel like
I don't even feel something played if somebody that you fuck with did something crazy. Like in her situation, if I was her ex, then it'd be lit. Cause you fucking with my enemy. Like, you know how I feel about this nigga and you gonna violate me like that.
Nigga tried to
I never got violated doing some type of shit like that where I need to really respond or try to show you like, alright, this is what it is. But other than that, if it's just like a breakup, just let that shit be, man. Eventually y'all be good again later on in the future, man. People need to grow and do
this
some crazy
true.
Shit, man.
This is true.
I ain't with that. Lies about peace and unity.
God, this nigga about peace and unity. He's mad light skinny.
Pull him to the brunch. Yeah,
you got Michael Kors watch
y'all.
On, man. Don't believe him, y'all.
Y'all see what that is.
GMC Rolex when I bow flex, though, y'all. Yo. Passport lit, yeah.
Oh, gosh. This nigga got a
slogan.
Yo,
I'm feeling myself. I don't know what
Black
that
really
is.
Black really got a slogan for everything. Like, he has
Black
a
got a Rolex with an H&M shirt on.
That might be Zara. Might be Zara.
That was good. I got this on Staten Island, man. Shout out to Bridge Boys. Straight up.
That shit's still cheap, but.
I made $50 for this, huh?
You did?
Make a rating.
Get your money
right?
back. I got
it. So she could have made that skin.
I'm bringing back to
him
tomorrow.
You could have made that.
That's a fact. I'm bringing back to him. Reef, you owe me $50.
Reef. Facts. Nothing but peace and love. But we had the end of the show.
Yeah. Damn, that was fast.
Man, that was fast.
That's what she said.
that's fucked up if she
that's
said that.
Good. We don't care.
That's good.
That's
you gotta get yours, my G. Life is too short.
Yo.
Life is
too short. Time is money.
Yeah.
I be out there making a dollar. You don't want me to be humping you
I could
all
be
day.
Be taking pictures and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. Life is
short. I hate when a chick. Like, sometimes chicks be having good pussies, so you nut fat, and then they complain why you nut fat. Your shit good. What you want me to do?
That's a fact.
Not a complaint, but what if you want to go again?
Nah.
My nigga, there's always tomorrow.
Hey, yo,
it's called now and later.
Yo, Black, now she and got later? Energy. She might have energy.
You know what Black say? Yo, any chick want a second round, she a hoe.
Exactly. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
But that's why you get some toys.
Take this little one night, go
this
home.
Now and later,
that's
son.
The dumbest shit I've
That's why you get some toys.
Why you want two? Yeah, get a toy.
Yeah,
man. Double A battery. Yo, double A battery's on like a dollar.
Might as well charge.
Yo, son, you remember that way where everybody wanted a Yorkie? Like, yeah, everybody just wanted a Yorkie.
Go get you a rabbit and be happy, man.
The fuck out
of
here.
You got to make this money.
Your bum ass want a Yorkie in a project.
All my shit is rechargeable.
$1,000 dog. You paying $600 rent.
Nah, we got the rechargeable ones.
We need, we gonna do a,
you got rechargeable ones.
A sex toy.
My sister works for Pure Romance.
What's that? A sex store?
It's an online sex store.
They got the beads.
Your sister got an online sex store?
That you like put the beads in the
in
butt?
The butt? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you take it out and the shit smell
all
like shit.
Man, I don't know.
I'll put all the interior.
Yo, Black.
Yo.
Black.
Me and Cookie is gonna dance battle. I promise. It's going down.
We got the front.
The battle of the dark skin.
The winner
goes against Kevin Hart. So that's a fact. So the battle of the dark skin. So this shit is crazy.
Let's wrap it up. Give your shout outs. I mean, what you want to start it off? What small town business you featuring this week? Them dog collars. Shout out to the African lady at the dog.
You fucking dickhead.
Nah, I gotta give you a shout out. That's dope though. Shout out to the small business, black business too.
Yes, this is for Khadijah Cole. She has a collection called Crave Collection. They specialize in, you know, these kente chokers. She got some nice little African earrings. She got some nice little African key rings. I got a couple in my house. Every time I put this shit on, everybody loves it. Like, I don't know if it's some people don't see often. I mean, I saw it, I loved it. And they're actually very, 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 very affordable. Crave Collection, Crave with a K. Find it on Facebook. Shout out to Khadijah. I'll keep up the good work.
That's what's up.
Shout out to the Crave.
And all my people that fuck with me. Love y'all.
Ain't about two of them niggas. Go ahead, Danny.
Shout out to everybody who's been joining in and supporting. Make sure you support August 27th.
Are you giving everybody a dub? Are you going to prove that you're a girl to all these guys? They keep asking me.
Listen, my you gonna show that dub
for the first brunch? She had on leggings and heels, y'all.
No. She had a cat suit on.
Ooh. Catwoman.
And I ain't gonna lie.
She was looking for Batman, if you know what I'm talking about.
Listen.
She
wasn't in Dubai. That camel was out.
Shut up.
That camel was out.
And
it was in Dubai.
She had a sister with us, so you know, man. We bring
the sister that sells
out.
Sex toys. That's
no,
the same
that
one?
Wasn't right. The sister that sells.
But she used them, so she gonna be.
Shout out to Kiara. I love you. You've been a major support. Shout out to my sisters. Shout out to my fam. Shout out to my mother. She's the real MVP. I love you to death.
Could you do a little dance?
Shout out to my father. He's the real MVP. I love him to death. Yup, it's family feud edition. I love my family. I love them.
Fellas, she got a guy in her life.
She got a father. I have a father. She don't want to make bad decisions.
Her father. That's it? Or your shout outs?
That's it. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments. Then I'm a jet. And Black.
I don't know. Now I'll let Black finish because you know that's just what he do. We missed the C over there.
Whoa.
Talk about the training.
whoa, Cat Daddy, what's going on?
Back to the training. Nah, Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook. I don't know. I really got no shout outs today. Just shout out to everybody that's been supporting
shout out to
us.
That tight shirt.
This shirt
your shirt nice. Fit today. I'm so proud of you. You didn't wear your baby gap
your
shirt.
Titties.
Your titties in it out. Man, you didn't have to wear your pasties today on your titties. Like, I'm so proud of you.
I do that, man. I see you ain't got no shorts today. You want to come up all like meanings on your thighs.
That's a good shirt, son. I like that shirt.
It's cool.
That's a good shirt.
It's all right. You want to borrow it? I know you wear polos to the club and all.
I do. And I'm dressing just like a boy on August 27th.
It's okay.
So.
No judgment here. Shout out to the trans community. Shout out to the trans community.
I can't stand him.
Other than that, this is everybody that's been fucking with us. Like I said, August 27th. Get your tickets now. Don't be hitting me talking about, oh, why the tickets. Y'all already know what's going to happen. Y'all already seen the people that was there. Y'all already seen how I look. It's going to be a good event. Let's end the summer with a bang. Let's go have fun before it's back to school, back to working all day.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Let's end this brunch day party rooftop, photo booth. Rasta pasta. Like, you can't beat that
jerk
shit, man.
Jerk chicken.
We ain't gonna talk about the jerk. I don't like immigrants, but real good food, good unlimited sangria. Let's get it. Like, you might as well get your
for
shit
for 3 hours.
Right now, man.
Get there on time. Get
you know
there
what
on
saying?
Time.
iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, all that, y'all. Follow us, Brown Holy Water. Man. I'm out of here, man. Black, take us out. Welcome back. And goodbye.
Yeah, y'all already know it's your boy. I'm back. Passport all stamped up and shit. We don't take local trips. You feel me? We 24-hour flights and all that shit. It's the kind of time we're on right now. But what I'm telling you is this. Focus on me real quick. August 27th. August 27th. Yeah, bring that closer. August 27th. It is going down. I need you to get your tickets. I need you to get it right now, because what's happening right now is that the world is changing. As the world is spinning, the world is changing. And this is like a stamp on a passport. When you come, it's like a stamp. Yeah, you know, when you gotta go
through, motherfucker,
his
own theme music.
It's going through shit. So like, what I'm trying to tell you is that get your tickets right now. What are you waiting for? Unlimited Rasta Pasta. unlimited jerk chicken, free sangria. Motherfucker, you ain't never had shit free before. You ain't never had it. You feel me? We trying to get this to you. This for you. And for all my people in relationships, be the best you. Be the best you.
Best outfit.
Don't wait till they leave you. Be the best you. Get the flyest, nigga. Get the most money, nigga. Get to work 30 minutes early. So I just be at work. I ain't supposed to be there. Be the best you. Be the best you, my nigga. My man Preacher's gonna play the motherfucking outro, intro, and we can get the fuck out of here.
Shout out to Danny. That's Danny. That's the time, boy.
My man, Max, a baby shower.
She's both black off the intro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Dwayne, first class photo booth. You know what I mean?
Get y'all tickets, y'all. Get y'all tickets. I'm telling y'all. Y'all already know. Get your tickets.
August 27th.
I'm a black success. I got more money than all of y'all. I'm the greatest of all time.
Some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, then follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.